I once saw a most interesting story that they wrote about an elephant who was called Jumbo, a very, very large animal that was in the circus that did all sorts of tricks, jumped, danced, etc. And after he would finish his performance, they would take him off the floor to the back of the circus, and they would tie him to whatever, a pole, in a very thin, flimsy piece of string. And they once asked the circus master, how is it possible that such a large animal would be contained with such a weak string? And he explained that this animal was born in the circus. And from when he's a young animal, from when he was born, he was under our training and he was under our control. And when he was very young, we trained him already to be tied with this weak string. At the beginning, he tried to get out, and it didn't work. So after a while, the animal knew that this string is what contains him, and he didn't try anymore to get out. And certainly, if he would try now, when he's such a large, powerful animal, he would certainly be able to get out. The thing is that he never tries anymore. There's a tremendous lesson in the story. The lesson of the story is that people get accustomed to certain situations and they give up and they start not thinking if maybe the situation they're in could be changed. They just get used to this difficult situation, and they just give up. How do we know that that's not what the Torah wants from us? We learn it in our parasha. We learn it when we find that Yaakov confronting Esav, and we find Yaakov confronting the Malach. The Malach is having this battle with Yaakov Avinu, and the Malach asks Yaakov Avinu, Shalcheinu ki ola ha-shachar. Why did the Malach ask Shalcheinu ki ola ha-shachar? So we know Chazal teach us, because that was the day, as the Medrash teaches us, Reb Chel b'shem reshmu b'nachman oimer, Loilam en kash shemalam mekalesis v'shoina. There's never a situation that Malachim get a second chance to say Shira. El b'chol yoyim bar HaKadosh Baruch Hu keis Malachim chadoshim. Every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates new Malachim. V'hein oimim Shira chadoshim v'alchalem. They say new Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then they go further. Why is it that every day we need to have new Malachim? Why can't we just rely on the Malachim who credit said Shira? So the Slonim Rebbe in a Sefer, and the Nesivos Shalom explains that every person and everything in the world that was created was created for a purpose. And every individual that's in the world is here for a purpose. The same, and not only does every person have a unique purpose in this world, every day in the world and it's in your existence, you have a new goal. You have new goals that you have to accomplish. And that's what the Mishnah says, Imlay Achshav, Emesai. If you won't do it now, then you'll lose the chance. You may be able to do something great tomorrow, but tomorrow comes with its own opportunities. And if you lost today's opportunity, then that will never come back. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu means with these Malachim. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Malachim to this world. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring Malachim to the world? To help a person accomplish what he needs to accomplish today. And therefore, every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates new Malachim to help us with our goals and our accomplishments for today. The Malach of yesterday was for yesterday's goals and accomplishments. That's what we say every day. Hamechadish b'chol b'tuvoy b'chol yoyim ma'aseh b'reishis. Why does b'chol yoyim tamid, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to create the world anew every day? Because no 2 days are the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every day, you have your new opportunities and new chances every single day. Every single day is a bria chadasha, it's a new world. Every day there's new malachim. And we can't rely and just say, well, this is the way it was and this is the way it should be. We have to create every day new opportunities. And that's also what the Gemara Masechta Yuma Lamed Chesam Beis teaches us. Habal Asai Tam Asayim. Somebody wants to do the right thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu help him? By creating malachim, new malachim for today that should help me accomplish what I need to accomplish today. We say by davening, Matzmiach Yeshuais, Bairei Refuais. Everybody, every day does HaKadosh Baruch Hu help new Yeshuas, new Refuas, new opportunities. And that's why the Malach said to Yaakov, I finished today what I had to do. What I had to do today is help you accomplish what you had to accomplish today. And therefore, you accomplished what you had to do. That's why now it's time to go further. And I saw that the Sefer Lev Aaron explains that the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Meshiv Ra Tachas Toiva, Leitomish Ra Mibesai, that somebody, as Mishalem, Meshiv Ra Tachas Toiva, if somebody, Chas V'Shalem, doesn't want to recognize what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Leitomish Ra Mibesai, he'll be punished. Yaakov didn't want, when he met Esav, to completely prevail over Esav. Because Yaakov realized that a battle with Esav is a never-ending battle. And Yaakov Avinu did not want to enter into a battle that's never-ending. And therefore, when he met Esav, he sent Doirin and Tefillah. He did whatever he can to avoid the war. But when Yaakov Avinu went to war with the Malach of Esav, V'yevek ish imay aralois ha-shachar. Why? And at that point, Yaakov Avinu said that I won't send you lo shalachecha kiim brachtani. Why did Yaakov all of a sudden need the bracha of the Sar shal Esav? So he said to him, hoidli ha-brach shebechani Esav. I need you to agree that these brachas that I get, I deserve she'esav maraleim. What's the difference? There's a difference in the battles that we fight. Sometimes we fight battles that aren't worth fighting. And the fight with Esav, Yaakov Avinu realized, was a fight that wasn't worth it. But a fight with the Soros Shel Esav, which gives us a new challenge that we should prevail in our derech, if a person is not ready, says the Medrash, to be Meshiv Ra Tachas Toiv, to take away the raw from the world, then like Thomas Rami Pepsi, he will become encumbered with that. That's why Yaakov Avinu said, with Esav, I'm not going to battle. But with the Sarah Shel Esav, none of them are going to battle. Kim Berachtani, I need to realize and recognize, and I need the Sarah Shel Esav to realize and recognize that the derech that we picked is the derech that Hashem wants us to choose.